Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. You know, Nick Saban is right. No games, no fun for college coaches.
Not so fast!
Let's admit it, being the coach of a major college football team sounds like it would be a fun job. Most big-time coaches have those multi-year contracts with payouts of more than $1 million in the event they should get fired before the end of the agreement. And I'm still waiting for any employer to offer that kind of deal to me, or my wife, or my sons, or any of my friends. How about you? Do you know anybody with that kind of deal? Didn't think so. But on the surface, a major college football coach like Alabama's legendary Nick Saban would seem to have the greatest job in the world. He had players from around the country begging for a scholarship offer to play football at Alabama. And Coach Saban had the pick of the litter when it came to his assistant coaches on the roster too. Playing for or working with Coach Nick Saban was a resume builder for football players and assistant coaches alike. The coach sent dozens of former players into the NFL, and he spawned a number of highly successful college football coaches too. But in truth, did Nick Saban really look like he was having any fun on the sidelines in becoming the most successful college football coach with 7 national championships, 6 at Alabama, and 1 at LSU? Perhaps that's why his satirical TV commercial for that vacation home rental company makes me and my wife pay attention and laugh every time we see it. Yeah, that's the rule. LSU college football coach Brian Kelly has his 2025 Tigers at 4-1 this season. They are ranked number 11 in the Associated Press poll this week, but the Tigers come in at number 26 in the initial SwampSwamiSports.com rankings for this week. Go check them out. LSU can claim a win against 4-1 Louisiana Tech with that 23-7 struggle at Tiger Stadium in early September. The Tigers' 17-10 season opening win against the overrated AP preseason number 4 Clemson Tigers prematurely boosted LSU into that same number 4 spot the following week. But Clemson's now 2-3 and has lost its glitter in the national polls. Coach Brian Kelly's LSU Tigers then survived a close home game against 2-4 Florida. It was 5 interceptions courtesy of Florida's often erratic quarterback, DJ Lagway, which allowed LSU to claim that unimpressive 20-10 win. And the 4-0 Tigers then hit the road for a game against 4-0 Ole Miss. The Rebels won that game 24-19 in a game which was not as close as the final score indicated. LSU dropped to 4-1 on the year and fell completely out of the AP top 10. But Coach Brian Kelly is a lot like Nick Saban, except for those national championship rings. LSU Tiger fans have let loose recently about Coach Brian Kelly. Yeah, the team's 4-1, but the fans aren't happy. Kelly is from Michigan. He's a Yankee! Yeah. And he's never coached in the South before his job at LSU. Coach Kelly is extremely smart, and he conducts those press conferences by providing the media with some very well-reasoned answers to most of their questions. LSU's head football coach, though, is definitely not warm and fuzzy. He does not use humor, whether intentional or accidental, like former LSU coaches Les Miles and Ed Orgeron. Both of those ex-coaches can claim one national title, though, while they were in charge of football at LSU. Tiger fans adopted the goofiness of Uncle Les Miles and Cajun cousin Ed Orgeron while the teams were winning. Hey, they're one of us, right? Well, actually not so. Les Miles was from the state of Ohio, and he played at the University of Michigan. And prior to coming to LSU, Coach Miles had never been further south than Stillwater, Oklahoma, while the head coach at Oklahoma State University. Les Miles' unique ability, though, to twist the language and wear his big white LSU hat and tasting that grass field prior to the games, along with occasional outbursts of passion on the sidelines, endeared him to many LSU fans. Well, at least as long as the team was winning, that is. Les Miles was fired in September 2016 and replaced by assistant coach Ed Orgeron. Coach Miles posted a record of 77-34 over his 12 seasons at LSU. That's 69%. Now, Coach O is from the bayous of South Louisiana, from the town of La Rose, and speaks fluent Cajun to the delight of many LSU fans. The former offensive lineman played his college football at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches prior to entering the coaching profession. Ed Orgeron was the coach at LSU for 6 seasons and posted a 51-20 record, that's 71.8%, prior to being terminated after the 2021 football season. Coach O's 2019 LSU team, led by future NFL quarterback Joe Burrow and wide receivers Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, went on a perfect 15-0 run to win a national championship in 2019. Orgeron's lack of personal discipline, though, began to carry over to the LSU football team. And when the Tigers started to struggle on the field, the fans did not find Coach O nearly as charming or funny anymore. Enter Brian Kelly. Coach Kelly's track record of coaching success has been impressive. He brought Western Michigan University from 4-7 in his first year to 9-4 3 years later in 2005 with a rare bowl game appearance for the Western Michigan Broncos. And then the University of Cincinnati quickly hired Brian Kelly for 2006. His Bearcats became national championship contenders after Coach Kelly's teams posted 10-3, 10-3, and 12-0 records from 2007 through 2009. And then it was Notre Dame tapping Brian Kelly to come and revive the Fighting Irish starting in the year 2010. In 12 seasons at South Bend, Coach Brian Kelly's teams won 92 games and lost 39, a 70.2% winning percentage. The final 5 years of his tenure at Notre Dame had the team winning 10 or more games in each of those seasons. It was LSU athletic director Scott Woodward, an LSU grad himself, who hired Notre Dame's Brian Kelly to take over the under-disciplined LSU football team beginning with the 2022 football season. Coach Kelly was totally different from Les Miles and Ed Orgeron. He wore nice suits to those press conferences and spoke much like a polished TV analyst to the assembled media. Perhaps Brian Kelly was thinking, if Les Miles and Ed Orgeron can win a national championship with Louisiana's talented football players, I should be able to do the same thing too. They signed Coach Kelly to a whopping 10-year, $100 million contract.
Excellent.
In April 2022. And if he's fired prior to the end of the 2031 football season, Coach Brian Kelly will still receive 90% of the estimated money remaining on that contract. Good deal for Kelly, bad deal for LSU fans. The less than affable Brian Kelly, though, has led LSU to records of 10-4 and 10-3 in his first 2 years. Last season, it was a 9-4 record in 2024, and this year's 4-1 start has BK's LSU teams now at 33-12, or 73.3% winning percentage. Now, you might notice that Coach Kelly's record at Notre Dame was also in the 70% winning percentage range. Most objective observers would say that winning 7 of 10 games at a major college level is downright exceptional. But spoiled? No, not us. Let's look at those four LSU coaches and their records once again. Nick Saban from 2000 to 2004, 75% winning percentage and the 2003 national championship. Les Miles, 2005 to 2016, 69% of his wins and 2007's national championship. Ed Orgeron, 2016 to 2021, 71.8% winning percentage and the 2019 national championship. And current coach Brian Kelly from 2022 forward, 73.3% winning percentage, but no SEC or national titles, at least yet. Now, all four of those coaches have hovered around the 70% mark. Coaches Saban, Miles, and Orgeron, though, have a national championship at LSU to show for it. But they won those titles prior to the advent of today's cash grab called the NIL. Players can and do transfer annually in pursuit of more money and additional playing time. So it's hard to say how much more difficult it is for LSU current coach Brian Kelly to compete in today's environment. LSU, by the way, spent nearly $20 million in primarily overhauling their defense this season. The 4-1 Tigers, though, have upcoming SEC games at home against 3-2 South Carolina this week, but listen to this schedule. Then they go to 5-1 Vanderbilt. Then they're home for 5-0 Texas A&M. Travel to 4-1 Alabama, at home against 2-3 Arkansas, and then 5-1 Western Kentucky, and finish the season with a road game at 5-0 Oklahoma to end the regular season. Anything less than finishing 9-3 this year is certain to have many of those LSU fans ready to donate to the Fire BK Fund after this season ends. And given the lineup of LSU's upcoming opponents, I think that finishing 9-3 would be downright exceptional for this season. When Brian Kelly was hired, I mentioned to a couple of longtime friends that I thought the coach was going to bring more discipline and stabilize the LSU football program. His track record had indicated that LSU would probably win anywhere from 8 to 10 games per year, 70% or so, and perhaps have a few chances to win the SEC and compete for a national title. Thus far, Brian Kelly has delivered on my original expectations. LSU has played more discipline and appears to be much better prepared most games on the football field than during the Les Miles and Ed Orgeron years in Baton Rouge. But that's why Coach Nick Saban is doing those Verbo commercials today. Coach Nick Saban retired from Alabama 2 years ago at age 71 for a good reason. He was smart enough to see that Bama could not stockpile those five-star and four-star talented players and dangle the carrot of, hey, you'll make big bucks in the NFL, you'll just stay here and play on my championship football teams. Bama's bench players were good enough to receive financial offers from any number of top football programs. And the Tide's starters wanted even more loot to stick around and play another year in Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban had already coached in the NFL for two seasons, and he knew how pro football players who were making more money than the head coach failed to respond to his highly disciplined program. Coach Saban demands very tight control and a locker room full of players who are committed to following every minute detail of his playbook in order to win championships. That growing pile of money in college football today means that some players prefer to grab the cash rather than play for a national championship. They also know that the NFL teams will find them and draft them wherever they should play college ball. So today's mantra is, pay me now, and then pay me more when I reach the NFL. Unfortunately, LSU fans need to understand that a national championship is not a given at any university these days. It will cost the LSU supporters more than $51 million if they want to send Coach Brian Kelly out the door at the end of the season and to the golf course. Coach Kelly came to LSU with the goal of winning a national championship, and his recent fiery outburst toward a reporter at a recent press conference suggests to me that he is not giving up on that quest this season. Keep an eye on LSU's Brian Kelly over the next 2 months as the season unfolds. If he shows up at a weekly press conference with a set of golf clubs parked next to that podium, it's likely that BK is chatting with Nick Saban about one of those unique vacation rental units he has. I'm Swamp Swami.